Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, a friend, I was looking forward to Bioshock 4. What the living hell's going on?
Well, according to some leaks, Scott Tilford over at comicbook.com, who picked them up via the Twitter account OopsLeaks, which has previously leaked stuff Bioshock 4 related in the past. Apparently, the new game is in a spot of trouble. According to this leak, 40 developers have either been let go or have been sacked from the project. This includes a few leads, and 2K, the publisher, is apparently doing some restructuring with the game. Apparently, they weren't happy, according to the report, about the pace of development and where the game was compared to how long it's been in development. So, there's some restructuring going on, which is kind of thrown up in the air when the game is going to get like properly announced, because it was announced in 2019, if you can believe, but we've seen nothing from it. You know, we've seen no gameplay, we've seen no cinematics or anything like that. And this kind of shakes up when we're going to see it and just what the hell's going on with this game, because it's so weird, man. Like I said, it was announced in 2019, and they announced it in a strange way where it was just a press release, a tweet, where they were like, the next Bioshock's coming, it's still several years away, we'll update you soon. That was nearly 3 years ago.
Well, like Jason Schreier was like, oh, by the way, it's being developed next door. And then everyone went, what? And then it was like months later, it was, oh, by the way, it is actually coming on an official blog post.
Well, this was it. Like 2019 was the official announcement, but that was after months and months of rumors, like you said, from the Jason Schreier report, where he was like, there's a Bioshock game being worked on. I think that might have even been 2018. The point is, this has been in development for a long, long time. We're still yet to see anything from it. And if these leaks are to be believed, it's in a bad way, which is, it's like, it kind of makes me think, is this franchise just sort of cursed? Because this game hasn't really gotten off the ground. And Ken Levine, obviously the original creator of Bioshock, went on to make his own studio to make another game, and that's also in development hell. So it's like, what the hell is going on with anything connected to this series?
Well, the thing that there was that whole report that came out a few weeks ago about the way that Levine manages stuff, which is he'll throw out months worth of development or months worth of progress because he has a very specific vision for whatever something is. And even if he's played something that weekend, he'll want to do whatever that thing is. And apparently that was a lot of the reason why the older Bioshocks, or why his overall management style is very tumultuous. And his new thing is a Ghost Story Games. He's been working on this new wave of storytelling. But apparently it's very hard to pin that project down. Curse of the Auteur, I guess, depending on how hands-on he wants to be. But in regards to like carrying on where that thing left off, the idea of more Bioshock coming from Cloud Chamber, a new studio, like you said, you know, the only real fanfare wasn't really anything. It was just sort of mentioned on a blog post, hey, by the way, more Bioshock's coming, it's coming from this new team, and that was it. And so we've kind of just been waiting, going, what's the location, what different parts of the gameplay are going to carry across, are the Skyhooks from Infinite going to be in there, or whatever. And then now, you know, 2K have sort of said that, you know, the project's not coming along as much as they want, and it seems like they're pushing it back to, or aiming for, a late 2024 release date now.
Yes, that was what I was going to get to next. Yeah, at the very end of the report, it reiterates that according to M2K, they were aiming to get this game out before the end of 2024, and they're unsure whether this is going to change that. They did stress that the game hasn't entered development hell or anything like that. It just does seem like a bit of a setback, a bit of a rejig, but still, it's like this game is so far out still. You know, it's at least 2.5 years out, and it's been in development since at least 2019, and they're just banking a lot on it. And you can only hope that it goes well, but it's just, it's another case of looking at a studio similar to how I look at Warner Brothers and Rocksteady, you know, for instance, in the Arkham games. And I just think, how have you let this slip through your fingers in this way? How has it been this long since the last Bioshock game, and why isn't it going as smoothly? Obviously, games are really tough to make, especially big franchise games like this, but it to me, this indicates another mishandling of a major project by a big publisher.
Well, I don't have much faith in 2K. Like, you know, you've kind of got the way that they handled all the WWE stuff. You had them bringing across, they're called Visual Concepts. They sort of like took the NBA people and threw them at WWE to try and make that thing work. And obviously the last couple of WWE games have been horrendous. Not just, even then, you can expand that across the last few years. The more 2K have taken over, the worse that stuff's been. And obviously that's more of an annual cycle problem to some degree. And I guess we'll wait and see what happens with the March one. But in terms of 2K, big top tier releases from them as a publisher, from them as someone who, you know, is holding the reins, they don't really seem to prioritize quality. They always sort of just kind of get stuff turned around. And if you're talking about a franchise that very much prioritizes, you know, authorship and authorship and everything else, then you need that stuff to be front and center. So I don't envy Cloud Chamber sitting back and going, how the hell do we carry this on? And what sort of bits and pieces do you take? How do you try and be the next Ken Levine and smooth that process over whilst you're up against the publisher who is very, okay, what have you done? Like, we need to get something out, because they've shown time and time again, especially even if you go back to the NBA stuff, they are very money hungry. Like, they're the ones putting literal slot machines in as many games as possible. So it's kind of seemed not completely impossible, but it's a very hard line to walk in the first place.
No, totally. I mean, I think you make a really good point there about the games that take 2K, sorry, has released over the past 5 years, maybe even longer than that, maybe 7, 8. Because like you said, you know, you've got the sports games, you've got WWE 2K, which obviously did not go down well after the last few installments, and hopefully that does get back on track for the March release, like you said. But then you've also got stuff like Hangar 13, who made Mafia 3, which, you know, was kind of good in parts, but it was bogged down. Yeah, but it wasn't quite the game people were wanting. It wasn't a big return to form. And then we knew that Hangar 13 went off. They pitched Mafia 4, allegedly, which didn't get greenlit. Then they were working on this superhero game that apparently 2K was pumping like $50 million into. And then that was cancelled very recently as well. So you've had that cancellation. You've had this weird thing with Bioshock 4. You've had, obviously, WWE games. That's not what it is. You just one WWE will be fine. It is just to me, it kind of like points towards this section of the gaming industry that's just kind of like what's going on? Like, what's happening behind the scenes there? It's really fascinating. And I'm interested to see if there's any kind of big report that comes out about the development of Bioshock 4, because it's been very odd, to say the least.
Well, the thing is, whenever we've done news on Bioshock 4, especially the first few ones that we did, they did massive, massive numbers. I was quite surprised. I know the Bioshock's obviously a big deal, big seminal moment in gaming history, big deal for video games as a medium, as an art form. But I was a bit surprised by Bioshock 4 interest, which is to say that obviously the makers, the people actually tracking this stuff day to day, assumedly wouldn't be shocked by that. And I wonder if, you know, because it's 2K at the helm, if they're trying to put in more monetizable elements. Obviously, we're about to hopefully get out of the NFT space, but that stuff is still kind of doing the rounds as a conversation. Loot boxes, you know, different bundles, different ways to do monetize this thing. I wonder if that's the stuff that is just on the periphery. You've kind of got this creative core trying to do the next Bioshock, and then you've got a 2K at the top going, well, if we're going to do this, and there's a massive amount of interest in it, and it's one of the only IP that we haven't tapped back into for a good few years, then we need to have the biggest payday possible. And obviously, like you said, if they've put a whole bunch of million dollars into a superhero game that flopped, like Avengers did, then they need to recoup in much the same way that Square Enix then did, where, you know, Final Fantasy VII to the rescue, but maybe this is their version of that.
I mean, maybe, man. I think at the very least, you can bet that they are looking at Bioshock, and rightly so, is one of their biggest franchises, and they have to get it right. They have to get something that is appealing, especially when they're already coming off the back foot because they don't have the original developers, and they know that a lot of people associate Ken Levine and his team with this franchise, so they're already kind of... obviously, people want Bioshock to succeed, but it's without the original creators, with it being a new version, with it being so long after Bioshock Infinite. Like, they're fighting an uphill battle, and hopefully, you know, if this is true, like, this is the right move in getting the game as high a quality as possible, rather than, you know, like you said, trying to make sure they get the most amount of money as possible.
The thing is, I could absolutely see a 2K, a publisher-made version of this that's just returning to Rapture. It's everything that you know and love. It's the Force Awakens approach, which is nigh on broken everything. I kind of drilled that down to Force Awakens doing all this back in 2015. But I wonder if that's the like something that they will be pushing for. It's like, look, it's taken this long. I want to go back to this. It needs to be the best, the most safest, the biggest deal we can possibly make out of it, which goes up against the fact that it's a new team just trying to do right by the original identity of the franchise. So I'm sure it's a living hell. But either way, it seems like the project itself is not going to be on our screens anytime soon. Maybe we'll get a logo. Maybe we'll get a teaser or something to appease shareholders and stuff like that. But over to you down in the comments. What do you think of a Bioshock 4? Do you actually want one in the first place? And what style of game, what approach would you have to make it land in the right way? For now, Ivan Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I'm being Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.